It's been a while since we've said this, so let's say it just to kind of remind each other. Not knowing is a better position as a leader than knowing. Now, that doesn't seem to make sense when you just say it out loud, but not knowing is a better position than knowing. Hey, everybody. Todd Conklin, pre-accident investigation safety moment. How can you say that? How can you say not knowing is better than knowing? Well, the bottom line is, it has to do with confirmation bias, sort of these cognitive bias that we carry with us all the time. And the crazy thing about not knowing something is it gives you permission as a leader to go and learn. So it somehow, kind of almost magically, like Harry Potter was waving his wand, it somehow cuts the ego out of the problem and allows everybody to go into learning mode. Now, the enemy of learning is knowing, and the enemy for leaders is the belief that I should know this. In fact, I don't want to be seen as not knowing, because if I'm seen as someone who doesn't know, then I'm seen as weak, and maybe people will question my job, and why am I there? If you don't know this stuff, why do you have this job? You can sort of build the case all along. But what's so valuable is the realization that not knowing allows you the permission to go out and know. I mean, that's why science is so interesting, is because they go into all these experiments not knowing, and they're okay with it. They're cool with it. In fact, it's why they're doing the experiment. It gives them permission to develop this incredible research environment where they can go out and test theories and disprove other ideas, all in the spirit of not knowing. Because not knowing puts you in a position where it's okay to learn. That's the safety moment for today. Learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. Take care of one another. And for goodness sakes, be safe.